Chapter 20 McQueen idled in the infield, dazed. He could hear the king and chicks speeding around the track, but they seemed far away.
"Kid, you all right?" Mac asked over the radio.
McQueen gave himself a shake, trying to clear his head. He knew that he was losing time. He'd never catch up to the other cars now.
Mac, I don't know. I don't think...
Suddenly, a different and familiar voice growled over the radio.
"I didn't come all this way to see you quit."
McQueen gasped.
"Doc?"
The rookie peered at pit row where a crowd of folks were waving. Almost everyone was there. Ramon, Flo, Luigi, Guido, Fillmore, Sarge, even Mater.
"Guys," McQueen cried happily, "you're here."
"Hey, it was Doc's idea, man," Ramon said.
McQueen looked at the crew chief platform. Doc was there, painted up as the fabulous Hudson Hornet. He looked glorious.
"I knew you needed a crew chief," Doc rumbled, "but I didn't know it was this bad."
"Doc, look at you," McQueen said in awe. "I thought you said you'd never come back."
"Well, I really didn't have a choice," Doc replied. "Mater didn't get to say goodbye."
"Goodbye,"
Mater hollered. He looked at Doc.
"Okay, I'm good."
McQueen laughed.
"All right," Doc said, getting down to business. "If you can drive as good as you can fix a road, then you can win this race with your eyes shut. Now get back out there."
In an instant, McQueen tore onto the track. Suddenly, he felt he had the focus of a laser beam. The team from Radiator Springs let out a cheer as he ripped up the asphalt, gaining on Chick and the King.